From Spark and Anvil and Fossil Forge, this is Span, in Chapter 1 of the Fossil Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Span was a small tortoise tween, her shell a warm mix of gold and cream. It shone with a gentle polish, smooth on the outside, and lined with soft cloth within. A small woven pack sat across the dome of her shell. Inside, carefully stowed, was her most important tool, a small folding deep time roller. She moved with a slow, measured patience, her eyes calm and observant. The ruler was the heart of her craft. When fully unfolded, it stretched several arm spans across a tabletop. It was a multi-layered fan-fold scroll, revealing Earth's geological periods in their correct proportional widths. The Hadean period, when Earth was still a fiery molten ball, took up a long stretch at the far left. That was 4.6 to 4.0 billion years ago. Next came the Archean, another long section, from 4.0 to 2.5 billion years ago, when the first tiny life forms appeared. The Proterozoic was the longest single stretch, from 2.5 billion to 540 million years ago. This was when simple cells grew more complex. Then, at the very end, on the right, came the Phanerozoic. This was the last short stretch, from 540 million years ago to today. This was the time when complex life truly exploded. All the famous periods, like the Cambrian or Division, Silurian, Devonian, Carboniferous, Permian, Triassic, Jurassic, Cretaceous, Paleogene, Neogene, and Quaternary, they were all packed into this single thin ribbon. The age of the dinosaurs, the rise of mammals, even the tiny sliver of human history, all crammed into that final short section.
This visual was crucial. Span showed how vast time really was. Most kids, and even most grown-ups, have a secret timeline in their heads. It puts today right at the front, big and important. Yesterday is a little smaller. 100 years ago, tiny. And billions of years ago, that's just a blur, too big to really feel real. Span taught the opposite. She showed that most of Earth's story happened long before any of us were around to notice. The dinosaurs, for example, lived for 165 million years. Humans, as a species, have only been here for about 300,000 years. The dinosaurs' time on Earth was 500 times longer than ours has been so far. The deep time ruler made this clear. A kid could see with their own eyes how thin the human history sliver was on the scroll's right edge. Span never made deep time seem scary. She didn't want anyone to feel small or unimportant. Instead, she was always clear. Time is the scale of scales. Most of Earth's history is before you noticed. That's not scary. That's just true. She believed the scale was humbling, yes, but it also made the small things you did now matter even more. Every now sat inside this enormous before. Her message was always about awe, not dread. It was about seeing your place in a vast story and feeling a sense of responsibility because of that perspective. Span grew up in a quiet village. Her family had always been the almanac keepers. They were the tortoises who kept the village's running record of weather patterns, harvest seasons, and important family events. This work demanded a special kind of patience, a long view attention. An almanac keeper who only thought a year ahead wasn't much help, but one who could track the cycles across generations, they were the most trusted hands in the village. By age 6, Span already understood that the scale of attention mattered. A short view only saw what was right in front of you. A long view revealed patterns that only emerged over centuries. She walked to the Fossil Forge Academy when she was 22. Professor Petra, her shell even older and more polished than Span's, had asked her, "What is deep time?"
Span had carefully answered, "It is the scale of scales. When did this organism live? Earth has been here for 4.5 billion years, complex life for 540 million. Dinosaurs died out 66 million years ago. Most of Earth's history is before you noticed. The deep time ruler makes the scale visible. Awe, not dread. Professor Petra had simply nodded. You are appointed. In her workshop, Span began every first day lesson the same way. She would slowly, carefully unfold the deep time ruler across the long workbench. Students watched, their eyes wide, as the scroll extended. Foot after foot of geological time unrolled. It kept going and going until the human history sliver was barely a fingernail width at the far right edge. "I am Span," she would say, her voice calm and steady. "The paleontology primitive I teach is deep time chronology. This is the scale. The dinosaurs lived for 165 million years. We have been here for less than half a million. Time is the scale of scales. Most of Earth's history is before we noticed." She taught her students how to understand this vastness.
First, she told them to always unfold the ruler. The scale felt much easier to grasp when they saw it laid out in proportional widths. Next, they learned to locate the organism on the ruler. "When did this fossil live?" she'd ask. "Find its period on the scroll." She might point to a picture of a trilobite. "Who can find the Cambrian period?" Then they would compare run lengths. "How long did this organism's family last?" she'd ask, tracing a finger along the ruler. "Compare that to the dinosaurs, or to mammals, or to us." She taught them to resist temporal presentism. Don't assume that today, or even the last few thousand years, is the most important part of the scale, she'd explain. Most of Earth's history happened before there were even eyes to see it. And always, she reminded them, awe, not dread. "When the scale feels overwhelming," she'd say, "that overwhelm is the awe. Sit with it. It's not scary. It's just true."
Sometimes, a student would find the full scale too much. Their eyes would get wide, or they'd shrink back a little. For them, there was a safe exit. "If the scale becomes distressing," Span would say gently, "we can step down to a single period focus. Just the Devonian, say, or just the Cretaceous. The scale will still be there when you're ready to zoom out again." She was explicit about this. "I sometimes refold the scroll part way because a kid finds the full scale overwhelming. That's not failure. That's appropriate pacing. The scroll is patient. The scroll waits." When students asked Span if deep time was hard, she always gave the same answer. "It is not hard. It is unfolding the ruler. Time is the scale of scales. Most of Earth's history is before you noticed. Awe, not dread." She would then fold the ruler carefully, slowly. The next layer waited to be unfolded.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Span. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.